tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
The prophet Daniel was given some of the greatest prophecies of the entire Bible. Most of his prophecies are still in progress of fulfillment right now. However, Daniel didn't understand his own prophecies. In the last chapter of Daniel, verse number 9, we find Daniel praying to understand what he himself had written. Well, God answered his prayer with a no. Don't you love it when God tells you no? Well, you know, really we should, because a no is as good as a yes. For when God tells you no, he does it because it's for your good. So since God knows the best for us, we should be just as happy with a no as a yes. Well, God told Daniel no, and then he explained to him why. Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Now get this. Almighty God in 550 BC, when the book of Daniel was written, made a sovereign decision that he would hide the understanding of Bible prophecy until a particular time. These words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. So God made a sovereign decision that he would reserve the understanding of the prophecies of the book of Daniel until a special time, the end time. You and I live in that time right now. Almighty God is now revealing these prophecies to us, not because we're more spiritual, not because we're more intelligent, but simply because he decided to put end time prophecy and its fulfillment in the hands of the end time church. Why? Undoubtedly, for the purpose of generating one last great end time revival. You know, Jesus actually said in John 14, 29, I have told you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe. In this particular case, he was speaking of his resurrection from the dead. But that's the power of prophecy. When God foretells things in intricate detail, far in advance, then when they do come to pass, we're amazed at how accurate the Bible is, how supernatural the Word of God is, and how all-knowing God is. There's another passage in Revelation 19:10. It says, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. What's the point? God has always used prophecy and the fulfillment of prophecy in order to create faith in the heart of those that will believe. Now, we're entering right now the time of the most rapid prophetic fulfillments in the history of the entire world. In my opinion, no one should enter the next year or two or three without a thorough working knowledge of the prophecies of the Bible. I think to go through the next year or two without really understanding what's foretold is like walking through a live minefield blindfolded. Can you imagine being put in that situation? Let's say you were in a war. You were captured. Your enemy makes sport of you. They blindfold you, and they say, we're going to give you one chance to escape. There's a minefield out there. It's full of mines. But if you'd rather run through the minefield than get shot, then go after it. Now, you've got a choice. You can go running through the minefield knowing you're going to get your legs blown off, your arms blown off, maybe your head blown off, or else you can stay there and just get shot. No one wants to be in that situation. However, that's actually what the entire human race is facing as we're entering the next 1, 2, 3 years, because prophetic fulfillment is everywhere, and there's going to be chaos, and there's going to be incredible danger. However, the lessons that we're getting ready to offer you over the next many weeks of end of the age are going to do something very important for all of us. We're going to take the blindfold off and we're going to give you a map and show you where the mines over, where the mines are. That way, when you come to those mines, you can step aside and you'll know what not to do, and you'll know how to give guidance to your family and those you love in the days that are just ahead. Now, over the next 42 weeks or so, we're going to bring back our lessons of understand the end time. However, every 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to interject a current events update. We're going to comment about the lessons you will have just seen, or we're going to stop because some major prophetic fulfillment has just occurred, and we want to make sure that everybody knows what's happening right now. It's important for all of us to understand. The Bible actually talks about the time in which we live right now. There's a specific prophecy in Daniel chapter 11, verse 32 and 33. Listen to it. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. Who is he? The Antichrist. So he's going to corrupt people by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many. So right while the Antichrist is corrupting people with his false doctrines and with his flatteries, yet there's going to be a people who are strong for God. They're going to do exploits. And their assignment, what God wants them to do, is the ones who understand should be instructing others who don't understand. Well, that's what we're actually going to be doing as we move through the Understand the End Time series here on End of the Age. So I'm sure you're not going to want to miss one program over the next, year or so. We're going to go now through a brief overview of some of the things you're going to see so that you can really understand why it's so very important. Our first two lessons, actually, our first two segments, will be devoted to the United States discovered in the Bible. Now, many people have said the U.S. is simply not in the Bible. However, in this lesson, you're going to discover that's simply not true. The United States is specifically mentioned in the Bible, not just the U.S., but Great Britain, Russia, Germany, the countries of Europe. There are many nations specifically mentioned in the scripture. Not only will we find out where they are, but we're also going to find out what's going to happen to these nations. This lesson will be absolutely essential if you're going to be one of those who understand what's going on and what you should be doing about it. Then the next two segments are devoted to New World Order is world government. You're hearing a lot about the New World Order. Actually, the term New World Order is on the back of your dollar bill. Under the pyramid, it says Novus Ordo Seclorum, which is Latin for New World Order. What in the world is that doing on our dollar bill? Who put it there? How long has it been there? And what is that all about? Well, you're going to find out that New World Order is one world government, and it's the one world government that the Antichrist will ultimately lead. Furthermore, it's the world government that's being formed right now through the process of globalization. After that, we're going to come to a critical lesson. Everybody wonders what's happening with Islam right now. I mean, Islam is causing so much chaos throughout the world, and yet it's becoming a powerful force. It's growing by leaps and bounds. Well, we're going to talk about Islam and Bible prophecy. I recently discovered absolute proof that Islam is right in the Bible. It's one of the most amazing things I have ever discovered in Bible prophecy. You will see for yourself where Islam is, and as we go along, you'll understand what role Islam has to play in the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. I suppose that lesson number 4, which will be several segments down the line, is one of our very most important lessons because it deals with a prophecy of a war that is coming under the 6th trumpet fulfillment. I call it World War III. You can call it the 6th Trumpet War. You can call it the Euphrates River War, whatever. But it's actually going to be World War III. because the prophecy specifically says that one third of the human race is going to be wiped out in this war. You're going to learn all about this war. You're going to learn exactly where it's going to begin from. You're going to find out who's going to be involved, and then what's the world going to look like after one third of mankind is totally wiped out. I can't tell you there's any more important lesson than what you're going to learn when we get to the lesson, World War III, when one third of mankind, 2.3 billion people, are going to be wiped out in a horrible nuclear holocaust. I hate to even talk about it, but we need to talk about it because it's going to happen. There's not 1/1000th of 1% chance of us avoiding it. It is going to happen. It is in the Bible. Lesson number 5 of our Understanding the End Times series deals with Israel's God-given destiny. We know that God has always dealt with the nation of Israel in a special way from the time of Abraham all the way till today. Why is Israel a special nation? Why is this small nation controlling 1/10th of 1% of the world's land surface? Why is it in the news all the time, all the time, all the time? You'll discover about the banishment of Israel from the promised land by the Romans in 70 AD, and then its incredible rebirth almost 2,000 years later in 1948 when the nation of Israel was reborn. Well, that's prophesied right in your Bible, and you really can't understand the Old Testament or the New Testament unless you really understand Israel's God-given destiny. You want to know that. You won't want to miss it. Then the next lesson is devoted to Israel, God's prophetic time clock. Now, this is so important because there are very few prophecies in the Bible with a specific date on them. But this prophecy we're going to see in this lesson has a specific date. There are certain things that will happen that will start the final 7 years to the second coming of Jesus Christ and the battle of Armageddon. You're going to learn exactly what will happen so that you can recognize when the final 7 years begins. You're going to watch this happen. It will be in your news, and it could be sooner than we all think. So when this event occurs, when there's a certain peace agreement that will be signed in the Middle East, it will involve the Palestinians, it will involve the Israelis, and it will involve the world community. When this happens, that will start the clock ticking on the final 7 years. And in this lesson, you're actually going to see what occurs during that final 7 years. We're also going to learn what probably is going to happen just before the final 7 years begins. That's the reason we tell you there's a minefield out there. We're going to be walking through it, and without the map of the prophecies of the Bible, we're just blind leading the blind. But once we know the prophecies, then we can understand, and we can be understanding people who lead others into understanding. And that's what God ordains for His church in the times that we're living in right now and in the times just ahead. Lesson number 7 deals with the Holy Roman Empire reborn. One of the 5 greatest prophetic fulfillments in the last 2,000 years occurred on November the 3rd of 2009. And yet, most of the world totally missed it. This prophecy is going to explain the rebirth of the Holy Roman Empire. It happened November the 3rd, 2009. You'll learn all about the history of it. And the reason this is so important is because the Bible says the Antichrist and the false prophet will come out of this reborn Holy Roman Empire. When we get to lesson number 8, it deals with the Antichrist and his religious partner, the false prophet. Now, these two personages are alive on this earth right now. The Antichrist will control the emerging world government known as the New World Order or as the world community. It's all happening right now. And the false prophet will be the leader of the one world religious system that's presently being installed, called interfaithism. All about the Antichrist, all about the false prophet. Very, very important. Most of us know about 666, that dreaded number. You don't want it on your license plate. As a matter of fact, when you go through the line at the grocery store, you don't want your total to be $6.66 either, because that'll make you have to go back and buy something else. Nobody likes that number, because in the Bible, it talks about a time when every person will have to have a mark or a number without which we will be unable to buy or sell. It's called the mark of the beast. But if you take this number, the Bible says, you will be eternally damned. So we're going to learn all about the mark of the beast. It's in Revelation chapter 13. And we need to know this, because if you take this, you're forever lost. You need to know it. You need to teach your children so that it will never, ever happen. Believe it or not, the mark of the beast is being set up right now. Most of the nations of the world right now are implementing national ID systems. Right here in the United States, we have a national ID law that was just passed on May the 11th of 2005, but we're fighting it, and they're having problems implementing it. We don't want it, because it's the mechanism that ultimately will be used to enforce the mark of the beast here in the United States, if we don't get it stopped. Now, as we continue on, we go to lesson 10 now. We're going to come to the coming one world religion. Now, religion's a very powerful force in our world. The politicians have found out they can't simply sweep religion under the rug, because it is actually a more powerful force to us than politics. I mean, our political convictions sometimes are very closely held, but not as close as our religious convictions. Now, there was a secret pact between Mikhail Gorbachev and the Vatican that was signed way back early in the 80s. A lot of people think the fall of the Berlin Wall and the dismantling of the Iron Curtain was just a spontaneous, dramatic event. It wasn't. It was meticulously planned over about a 10-year period. We're going to take you behind the scenes, and you're going to hear the most amazing story never told. How Mikhail Gorbachev, Pope John Paul II, worked together to bring down the Berlin Wall, to dismantle the Iron Curtain, and to bring an end to the Cold War. All this is tied in with the establishment of the coming one world religion. Then, also on the next lesson, you're going to hear part two of the coming one world religion, when all religions become one. The Bible actually predicts that not only will there be a one world government, but there's going to be a one world religion. The Antichrist will rule the one world government. The false prophet will preside over the one world religion. And you're going to have to actually join the one world political system and the one world religious system, or they will not allow you to have your number that you're going to need in order to buy or sell. Actually, they're hoping to make you have this national ID card or this number in order to hold a job. Now, if you can't hold a job, how much buying and selling are you going to be able to do? So lesson 11 is going to deal with when all religions become one. We need to merge Islam, Christianity, Judaism. That's the theory. That's the reason that President Obama had Jews pray at his inauguration, Muslims pray at his inauguration. He had a homosexual Christian pray at his inauguration, and he had an evangelical Rick Warren pray at his inauguration. It's all the move toward amalgamating the religions of the world. Lesson number 12 is one of my favorites. The book of Revelation is divided up into three sevens: seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven vials. The seals are the long story ending at Armageddon. The trumpets are the shorter story ending at Armageddon. And the vials are the real short story ending at Armageddon. The trumpets, five of them have now occurred. We're ready for the sixth one. The sixth trumpet's going to be World War III. It's recorded in Revelation chapter 9. In this lesson, the seven trumpets, you're going to learn what each of the seven trumpets are and why I believe we're ready for World War III just ahead. I mean, at any time it could happen. It may even break out before you have a chance to view these lessons. That's how imminent it well could be. Or it could stall out for 3 or 4 or 5 years. I can't tell you that for sure, but I can tell you for positive, no doubt about it, it is coming. Lesson number 13 deals with the second coming. Now, this is the capstone of the entire Bible. The book of Revelation is not really the book of Revelation. If you'll notice the first verse, it says the revelation of Jesus Christ. The original word revelation was translated from apocalypsis, and that really means the unveiling. The book of Revelation is really the dramatization of the unveiling, the revealing of Jesus Christ to the earth. It's the story of his second coming to this earth when he comes here to put down human government and to be crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The second coming story is told 5 times at least in the book of Revelation. It's dramatized in one way, then the story is told another way, and then another way, and then another way. We are going to go through each of those times in this lesson called The Second Coming. It will enrich you. Plus, it's important for you to be ready to second coming, because that's when your mortal body will become immortal, and those people who are prepared will then rule and reign with Jesus Christ for the next 1,000 years. Our final lesson, lesson 14, is entitled The Kingdom of God. The Kingdom of God is simply the time that's prophesied that when Jesus Christ comes, he will put down all human governments, and then he will establish his kingdom on this earth. There will not be one war for 1,000 years. Men will beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. The scripture says that men will learn war no more. It's going to be peace on earth, goodwill toward men. It's going to be a marvelous time, and you want to make sure you're there. Also, in our DVD series, we talk about how you enter the kingdom of God. And that's something you're going to want to know as well. That's very, very important. Now, where are we today? As we're entering into this series, there are 2 major prophecies on the brink of fulfillment. One is World War III. I think that could break out at any time. Some people are encouraging President Obama to attack Iran right away. That may be the catalyst that ignites World War III. I don't know that for sure, but I do know for sure the Bible says 1/3 of mankind will be destroyed. Now, apparently immediately after World War III, there will be an agreement in the Middle East that will settle the borders of the nation of Israel, establish the Palestinian state, and also will determine the status of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. The Temple Mount will be placed under a sharing arrangement between Jew and Gentile under international supervision. Now, this is called in the Bible the confirmation of the covenant, and that's the event that triggers the final 7 years. Both of these prophecies are in the makings right now. President Obama has moved heaven and earth to get a peace deal in the Middle East. He hasn't got it done yet, but he will, or else another president after him will. It is going to happen, and you're going to learn all the details about that in this series as well. Now, throughout this year, you're going to acquire an understanding of the future that's going to be so vital to you and your family. It will also enable you to be a part of those who fulfill God's plan for this time. Once you understand the prophecies, you're going to be part of those that will instruct many. Remember back in Daniel chapter number 11, verse 32 and 33, those who understand shall instruct many. Now, since these lessons are so vital for these times, I absolutely believe they're straight from God for the time in which we live right now. Since that is true, many of you will want to have all 14 lessons on DVD so that you can show them to your family, to your friends, your Bible study groups, or you may just want to have them for your own personal study so that you can pause and look up the scripture, back it up, look at it again. If you would like to have these, they are available from End Time Ministries. Simply call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. And you can request the Understanding the End Time Prophecy Series, 14 one-hour DVDs. Now, beyond that, you can go to our website at endtime.com, and they're also available there. So it's very important. I would urge you all to get your own set, and that'll add to your study as we're going through this series as the year progresses. Well, I look forward to meeting with each of you each week. So until next week, God bless you, and don't forget, Jesus is coming soon. Most people have dreamed of someday walking on the ground where Jesus walked over 2,000 years ago. You don't want to wait any longer. Make this the year for your life-changing experience. Judy and I would like to invite you to join us for our 2017 Spring End Time Prophecy Tour. This is a 14-day trip to Israel and Rome. Please join us to experience the greatest place on earth, the Promised Land, with an added bonus, Rome, Italy. Start making your plans right now and join us April 30th through May 13th of 2017. We're going to have a wonderful time.
Call now to reserve your place today at 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463 or go to endtime.com.
Join Irvin Baxter in Forest Lake, Minnesota on February 4th and 5th, in Lufkin, Texas on February 18th and 19th, and in Plymouth, Michigan on February 24th and 26th. Call 1-800-END-TIME or go to endtime.com/events for more information.